Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are listening today. This is my initial podcast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My name is James Edward Fitzgerald III. I am originally from Virginia Beach, Virginia, or born in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Grew up in Chesapeake, Virginia, the later portion of my childhood, and relocated to Richmond, and now have moved to Baltimore, Maryland. I'm excited for this podcast and excited to share with you all. Bear with me as this is my first podcast, and I'm excited to do so and just share inspirational messages and inspirational things. So it's called Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner. The name came from, so initially I started doing, I guess what you would call devotional messages. And originally I started a Wednesday night reset with just my family and seeking other ways to share my message and share what God placed on my heart. I decided to start this podcast and called it Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner because I think it gives you the servings of everything you need in a day. It helps you get through the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, and just get through your day and real life situations. A message that I would like to deliver today is finish this fight. And the scripture I want you all to look into after listening to this podcast is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the whole chapter. Read the whole chapter. It's been a long time coming for this podcast, and it all started with my Wednesday night resets. During the time building up to this podcast and to the first Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner podcast, I've dealt with several attacks. I've questioned God about why my circumstances in my life are the way they are. I've questioned God as to why the challenges in my life seem to continue to grow. I've gone back and forth with God as to why it seems that in every aspect of my life, whether it be work, church, or family, I seem to have strife, confusion, and disagreement. As I continued to question, God continued to answer. Not always in what I wanted to hear, but what I needed to hear. Not with what I wanted to see, but what I needed to see. God constantly reminded me, I'm not preparing you to be what you think you should be, and I'm not turning you into what the world thinks you should be. I'm not opening the doors because you think they should be open, and I'm not calming the storm because you're tired of it. God reminded me that He was preparing me for just what He created me for, His purpose. God reminded me that He was executing His plan for my life and not anyone else's. God reminded me that in order to get to who He created, He had to break everything that I had created, that the world had created, that my family had created, that my friends had created, even what my church had created, even what my pastor had created, what my job had created, what my coworkers had created, everything that was stated on me. God showed me that the only way I can change you is to make you uncomfortable. God showed me that in order for Him to do what He has planned for me, all the great things He has in store for my life, He needed and still needs me to get out of the way of me. God reminded me that He needed and needs me to just say, yes, Lord. To say, yes, Lord, my life is completely yours. In my walk, I have taken the motto of my favorite sports team and applied it to my life and walk with my Father. That motto that I live by now is finish this fight. Jason Garrett, the head coach for my Dallas Cowboys, opened his first training camp with a simple message to his team: fight. He enlisted the team to fight for each play, each down, and each other. In the game of football and life, you can have several highs and several lows, and they can change at the drop of a dime. No matter what is going on, Coach Garrett reminds the team to never get too high and never get too low. He reminds the team to stay focused and believe in one another. Coach Garrett's constant reminder to the team is to finish the fight. God is giving us that same reminder, that same message each and every day. In our life, no matter what is happening, we must remain focused on Him. If everything is going wrong, we cannot allow ourselves to get too low. We have to stay focused on Him and keep fighting. If everything is going good, we cannot get too high and feel as if we have made it or we have lost the need for our Father. We cannot forget that He is the reason for the blessings. See, whether you are through or going through, your focus has to be in the same place. The message for this evening is a reminder to stay and focus on Christ and finish your fight. In the beginning of our podcast, I shared with you my message of what my message from God was. He has the same message to you and wants the same things from you. In our life, we tend to be our biggest obstacle, the biggest mountain standing in our way. We mentally break ourselves down and prevent ourselves from taking that leap of faith. I believe the saying to be very true, we are our own worst critic. I know I'm very guilty of this. I can see the goodness and greatness in so many other people and not see the goodness and greatness in myself. How many of us can say the same thing? We can see and expect the best for others, for our brothers and sisters, but expect the worst for ourselves. One of our biggest personal roadblocks is not forgiving ourselves. We constantly remind ourselves of our mistakes, our shortcomings, and our sins. We look back on past mistakes and constantly beat ourselves down for it. I shouldn't have made that decision. I should have been better. I should have done better. A lot of times when I do that to myself, I think of one morning I was listening to Steve Harvey, and he, in his inspirational message for the day, he talked about the car and driving in our cars and looking out the windshield, and the windshield with this big open space, this big open glass, the large part. You look out and you can look ahead and see everything. You know, the windshield's large, so you can see everything in front of you. You know, when you look out your windshield, you can look to the right, you can look to the left, you can look out and see everything clearly. But your rearview mirror is so small in comparison to your windshield. And that's how our life is. God has us look out our windshield, but He wants us to only briefly glimpse. Because if you stare in your rearview mirror for too long, you're going to get in an accident. You're going to hit something head on. You're going to lose focus of what's in front of you, and you're going to run into something head on. That's, you know, think on that for a second. God reminds us to do one thing after we ask Him for forgiveness of our sins, and that's forgive ourselves. God wipes the slate clean. It's clean. He forgives and forgets. God ain't tallying and putting something on it saying, oh, okay, I forgive you, it's clean, but I'm going to put an asterisk next to it. No. He wipes the slate clean. So why do we keep a record of it? Why do we hold on to it? God can handle everything this world has to throw and everything we think is blocking us. The only thing He needs us to do is just say yes. Yes doesn't just mean getting up and going to church on Sunday or just reading the Bible. Yes doesn't mean just attending a Bible study or a weekly call. Saying yes does not mean just saying a prayer and having faith. Saying yes is all of those things combined and more. Saying yes is not just reading His word, but truly applying it to your life. Not just when it's convenient, but in every second, minute, and hour of your life, serving God. Because those minutes, those seconds, those hours are from God. Saying yes is not just about praising on Sunday or when in the church. Saying yes is praising Him at all times, morning, noon, and night. Not being embarrassed to praise Him in your workplace just because it's not accepted or it's not smiled upon. Praising him in the good and the bad. Learning to smile through your trials. Remember that. Smile through your trials. See, praising him at all times puts your focus on him and not the world around you. When you say yes and completely give every aspect of your life to God, there is nothing that can shake you, and definitely nothing that can break you. God is waiting on you right now, no matter where you are in life, whether you feel high or low. He is waiting. God is waiting on your yes. He is waiting on you to give him full, complete control of whatever you're going through. He is waiting for you to step back and let him lead the way. He's waiting for you to completely trust in him with everything. He's waiting for you to let go of all your fear and your doubt and step out on faith. He's waiting for you to just say yes. God is waiting for you to completely unite with him and continue to just trust. God is waiting. God is instilling in you that spirit, that strength for you to finish your fight. I don't know what your fight is. I don't know what it is. But God is with you on your fight, on your battle. No matter how low you may feel, when you hear this podcast, believe me, you will know I've been in low places. I've been in high places in my life. But one thing has always been constant for me, and that's God and his favor. And his favor doesn't just rest upon me. It rests upon you. It rests upon all of us. God loves each of us. He created each of us for a special purpose in this life. So you are worthy of it. You are great for it. You're strong enough for it. Believe in yourself. Believe in God. Don't look back on your mistakes. Don't look back on your shortcomings. Don't look back on your failures. Don't look back on what the world says. Don't look back on what it says you need. Don't look back at the criteria when you go to apply for a job. If God instilled it on your heart to apply, apply and trust God. Don't worry about what the media says, what social media says. Don't worry about those things. God is your coach. God is your captain. God is your leader. We serve the King of Kings. Our Father is greater. Greater than anything. And remember one thing. Finish your fight. If I close this podcast, as in anything I do, I like to close in prayer. I ask that you bow your head with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this day. We thank you right now for this moment. Lord God, we thank you right now that you are instilling in us the strength, the power, and everything we need. Lord God, you have instilled in us the strength for it. Allow us to not stand in your way, Father. Allow us to be open to your will, Lord God, open to your way, Lord God, and open to your guidance, Lord God. Allow us to open up our hearts, Lord God, and bless one another. And in blessing one another, Lord God, bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We love you. Lord God, we bow before you. We ask for your forgiveness, Father. We thank you for your mercy. And we raise our hands, Lord, in testimony to you, Lord God, and all praise to you. We give our total praise to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we humbly pray. We humbly pray to you, Lord God. We thank you, and we know that we will finish this fight, Lord God, in your power, your strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me for the first initial breakfast, lunch, and dinner podcast. I am honored if you are listening today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Many more to come. Many more blessings to come. Thank you for bearing with me. And God bless. Love you.